Well, maybe we better make a start now. God and Father, we come to thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank thee that the time has come round again for us to open thy word and have a look at the gospel message and how we see it brought out in various parts of thy word. And we pray that as the scriptures are read and the gospel is made known, that any of our dear friends on there who are still not saved might see their need of a saviour today and trust him as Lord and Saviour, turn from sin and receive him as Lord and Saviour and be ready to meet him. We pray thy blessing upon everyone, every family that's represented on this Zoom today, and we pray thy blessing upon each one of us as we all need. And we ask all these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now today we're going to read from the book of the prophet Daniel and chapter 5. I'll read it in English and then Raquel will read it. It's quite a long chapter, so we're not going to read the whole chapter. We'll read parts of it. So we'll read from verses 1 to 9 first of all. And when I finish reading, then Raquel will read those parts in Tagalog. Daniel chapter 5, verse 1. Belshazzar the king made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before the 1,000. Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem. And the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines drank in them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then was the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed and his knees smote one against another. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. And the king spake and said to the wise men of Babylon, "Whosoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof, they shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck, and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom." Then came in all the king's wise men, but they could not read the writing, nor make known to the king the interpretation thereof. Then was King Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were astonished. And verse 12, "For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation." Now down to verse 22. "And thou, his son," that's Nebuchadnezzar's son, "O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives and thy concubines, have drunk wine in them, and thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know. And the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified. Then was the part of the hands sent from him, and this writing was written. And this is the writing that was written: Mene, meaning Tikel Upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing, meaning God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tikel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Perez, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold about his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. In that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain, and Darius the Mede took the kingdom, being about 62 years old.
Ngayon naman ay ating basahin sa aklat ng Daniel, chapter 5. Basahin natin mula chapter 1, verses 1 hanggang 9, verse 12, at verses 22 hanggang 31. Daniel, chapter 5, verse 1. Minsan si Haring Belshazzar ay nagdaos ng malaking handaan para sa sanlibo niyang tagapamahala, at nakipag-inuman siya sa kanila. Verse 2, nang lasing na si Haring Belshazzar, ipinakuha niya ang mga sisidlang ginto at pilak na sinamsam ng ama niyang si Nebuchadnezzar sa templo sa Jerusalem. Ipinakuha niya ang mga ito upang inuman niya at ng mga tagapamahala ng kaharian, ng kanyang mga asawa at mga asawang lingkod. 3, dinala naman sa bulwagang pinagdarausan ng handaan ang mga kagamitang ginto at pilak na sinamsam mula sa templo ng Diyos sa Jerusalem at ininuman nila ang mga ito. Verse 4, habang sila'y nagiinuman, pinupuri nila ang kanilang mga Diyos na yari sa ginto, pilak, tanso, bakal, kahoy at bato. Verse 5, walang ano-ano'y lumitaw ang isang kamay ng tao at sumulat ito sa pader ng palasyo sa tapat ng lalagyan ng ilawan. Nakita ito ng hari. Verse 6, namutla siya, nangatog ang mga tuhod at nalugmok sa matinding takot. Verse 7, sumigaw siya. Dalhin dito ang mga engkantador, mga astrologo at mga manghuhula. Sinabi niya sa mga ito, sino mang makabasa at makapagpaliwanag sa nakasulat na ito, ay bibihisan ko ng damit na kulay ube. Kukwintasan ko ng ginto at gagawin kong ikatlo sa kapangyarihan sa buong kaharian. Verse 8, dumating lahat ang mga tagapayo ng hari, ngunit isa may walang makabasa o makapagpaliwanag sa kahulugan ng nakasulat sa pader. Verse 9, lalong nabagabag at namutla ang hari, litong-lito naman ang kanyang mga tagapamahala. Verse 12, dahil sa pambihira niyang talino sa pagpapaliwanag ng mga panaginip at ng mga palaisipan at paglutas ng mabigat na suliranin, ang lalaking iyon ay si Daniel na tinawag ng hari na Belteshazzar. Ipatawag mo siya at ipapaliwanag niya ito sa iyo. At mula sa verse 22, at bagamat alam ninyo ito, Haring Belshazzar, hindi kayo nagpakumbaba. Sa halip, nagmataas kayo sa harapan ng Panginoon ng kalangitan. Ipinakuha ninyo ang mga sisidlang mula sa kanyang templo at ininuman ninyo at ng inyong mga tagapamahala, mga asawa at asawang lingkod. Bukod doon, sumamba kayo sa mga Diyos ninyong yari sa ginto, pilak, tanso, bakal, kahoy at bato. Mga Diyos na hindi nakakakita, hindi nakakarinig, hindi nakakaunawa man, at ang Diyos na nagbibigay at nagpatakda ng iyong buhay ay hindi ninyo pinarangalan. Verse 24, kaya ipinadala niya ang kamay na iyon at pinasulat sa dingding ng inyong palasyo. Ito ang nakasulat. Verse 25, ito ang nakasulat. Mene, mene, tekel, parsin. Ito naman ang kahulugan. Mene, nabibilang na ang araw ng iyong paghahari sapagkat wawakasan na ito ng Diyos. Verse 27, tekel, tinimbang ka at napatunayang kulang. 28, Perez, ang kaharian mo ay mahati at ibibigay sa Media at Persia. 29. Iniutos ni Haring Belshazzar na bihisan si Daniel ng damit na kulay ube at kwintasan ng yari sa dalisay na ginto. Pagkatapos, ipinahayag niyang ito ang ikatlo sa kapangyarihan sa buong kaharian. Verse 30. Nang gabi ring iyon, pinatay si Belshazzar ang hari ng Babylonia. 31. Ang kanyang kaharian ay kinuha ni Dario, hari ng Media, na nooy 62 taon na.
Belshazzar was a king of ancient Babylon. All through his life and reign, he was an ungodly man. He indulged in the sinful pleasures of this world to the full, with no thought of God and no concern for where his soul would be for eternity.
Si Belshazzar ay isang hari ng sinaunang kaharian ng Babylonia. Sa kanyang buong buhay at paghahari ay masasabi nating wala siyang takot sa Diyos. Nagpakalulong siya sa mga makasalanang at masasamang pita ng laman ng sanlibutan. Walang kaisipan tungo sa Diyos at walang pagpapahalaga kung saan tutungo ang kanyang kaluluwa sa walang hanggan.
One day Belshazzar made a great idolatrous feast for his lords and his wives and concubines. Much wine was consumed, and they even drank out of the vessels taken from Solomon's temple, the house of God in Jerusalem, that the Babylonians had destroyed when they invaded Israel.
Isang araw, siya ay nagdaos ng isang piging para sa kanyang sinasambang imahe, kasama ang kanyang mga tagapamahala, asawa at mga asawang lingkod. Nagpasasa sila sa pag-inom ng alak gamit ang mga banal na sisidlang nagmula sa templo ni Solomon na tahanan ng Diyos sa Jerusalem na kanilang winasak nang sakupin ito ng Babylonia.
Suddenly, in the middle of the feast, a man's hand appeared on the wall of the banquet hall, and the fingers wrote words upon the wall, words in a language unknown to the king nor to anyone else at the feast. But it was the hand of God writing on the wall.
At kapag daka sa kalagitnaan ng kanilang pagtitipon, isang kamay ng lalaki ang lumitaw sa dingding ng bulwagan, at ito'y sumulat sa dingding ng mga salitang hindi nauunawaan ng hari at ng mga taong naroon sa pagtitipon. Ito ang daliri ng Diyos na siyang sumulat sa dingding.
The queen was there, and she remembered the prophet Daniel, who had been used of God to interpret the dreams of the previous king, Nebuchadnezzar. So Daniel was called in to interpret the writing on the wall.
Nang mga sandaling iyon ay naroon ang inang reyna ni Nebuchadnezzar o ni Belshazzar, at naalala niya ang propetang si Daniel na ginamit ng Diyos upang ipaliwanag ang panaginip ng naunang hari na si Nebuchadnezzar, kung kaya't ipinatawag si Daniel upang ipaliwanag ang kahulugan ng mga nakasulat sa dingding.
Daniel was faithful to his God, and therefore, and before he interpreted the words, he reminded Belshazzar of his sin and of how God had intervened in the life of Nebuchadnezzar, who was a proud king, and God humbled him so that he lived like an animal for a period of time, after which Nebuchadnezzar humbly acknowledged the true God.
Naging matapat ang propetang si Daniel sa kanyang Diyos bago niya ipinahayag ang kahulugan ng mga nakasulat sa dingding na salita. Ipinaalala niya kay Belshazzar ang kanyang mga kasalanan at kung paanong namagitan ang Diyos sa buhay ni Nebuchadnezzar na isang palalong hari. Ibinabasiya ng Diyos at namuhay na parang hayop sa maikling panahon at nagdulot ng pagpapakumbaba kay Haring Nebuchadnezzar at pagtanggap sa totoong Diyos.
Daniel also told Belshazzar of his wicked behavior at this idolatrous feast and told him of his sin, of his rebellious pride, and that even though he knew all those things that God had done in Nebuchadnezzar's time, yet, as we read in verse 23, Daniel had to tell Belshazzar that the God in whose hand thy breath is and in whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified.
Sinabi rin ni Daniel kay Belshazzar kung ano ang kanyang mga kasalanan. Siya ay isang palalo at ang pag-uugali at ang kanyang masamang pag-uugali at ang kanyang pagdaraos ng piging para sa kanyang Diyos-Diyosan. Kahit batid niya ang mga bagay na ginawa ng Diyos kay Nebuchadnezzar. Sa Daniel, sa ating mga talatang binasa sa verse 23 ay nasasaad, sinabi niya kay Belshazzar, ang Diyos na nagbibigay at nagtatakda ng inyong buhay ay hindi ninyo pinahalagahan.
We are reminded in those words of the goodness of God to us all. He gives us all air to breathe, and without giving us our breath, we would die. Belshazzar ignored the fact that God is all-powerful. If you are not saved, please remember, it is only whilst here on earth and God gives you breath that you can be saved.
Ang mga salitang ito na ating binasa sa verse 23 ng Daniel ay paalaala din sa atin ng kabutihan ng Diyos. Ang hanging ating nilalanghap upang huminga ay kanyang ibinigay. At kung wala ang Diyos na nagbibigay nito, tayo ay mamamatay. Nakalimutan ni Belshazzar na ang Diyos ay makapangyarihan. At kung kayo ay wala pang kaligtasan, alalahanin ninyo na ito ay makakamit lamang habang kayo ay naririto pa sa daigdig at humihinga.
We are reminded in those words. Here was the reason God wrote on the wall. They were his last warning to Belshazzar. Little did he realize that the invading Medo-Persian army were just outside Babylon and that he would die that night. Here in the United Kingdom, sometimes people say the writing is on the wall, by which they mean your time is up, the end is near.
At ang sulat sa dingding ay ang huling babala ng Diyos kay Belshazzar. Lingid sa kanyang kaalaman na ang hukbong sandatahan ng Medo-Persia ay nakapaligid sa Babylonia upang ito ay sakupin at siya ay namatay sa gabi ring iyon. Dito sa United Kingdom ay mayroon kaming kasabihan, the writing is on the wall, na siyang ating binasa sa ating mga talata. Nang ibig sabihin ay tapos na ang iyong mga oras at ang iyong katapusan ay dumating na.
On the wall, the words meaning meant that God had ended Belshazzar's kingdom. He was to die.
Nakasulat sa dingding ng bulwagan ang salitang meaning na ang ibig sabihin na ang kaharian ni Belshazzar ay nagwakas na at siya ay nakatakdang mamatay.
The word on the wall, tekel, meant that his life was weighed in balances and he was found wanting and the scales fell heavily on the side of sin. And that is so with us all on God's weighing scales. That is why Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Ang ibig sabihin naman ng salitang tikel ay ang buhay ay tinimbang, ngunit ito'y natagpo ang kulang. At ang timbangan ay mabigat sa gawi ng kasalanan. At iyan ang ating kalagayan sa harapan at sa timbangan ng Diyos. Sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, chapter 3, verse 23 ay nagsasaad, ang lahat ay nagkasala at walang nakaabot sa kalwalhatian ng Diyos.
The words euphasin and peris on the wall meant that God had numbered and ended the kingdom of Belshazzar, and he was giving it to the Medes and Persians. None of us know how long or short our lives are either.
Ang salitang uparsin at peris naman ay nangangahulugan naman na nabibilang na ang pagwawakas ng kaharian ni Belshazzar at ito'y ipagkakaloob sa kaharian ng Medo at Persia. Kagaya ni Belshazzar, hindi natin alam kung gaano kahaba o kaikli ang ating buhay dito sa daigdig.
Belshazzar took no heed to the warning. He showed unbelief in God's message by commanding Daniel to be third ruler in his kingdom. But Daniel had just told him God had brought that kingdom to an end.
Hindi binigyang pansin ni Belshazzar ang babala. Ipinakita niya ang hindi paniniwala sa mensahe ng Diyos nang ipag-utos niyang si Daniel ang magiging pangatlo sa posisyon ng tagapamahala sa kanyang kaharian. Bagamat sinabi ni Daniel na wawakasan ng Diyos ang kanyang paghahari.
Belshazzar was slain that night. Every indication shows that his unrepentant, unbelieving soul went to hell. He will eternally be where all those go who reject God's salvation and die in their sins, that is, to the lake of fire.
Nang gabi ring iyon ay pinatay si Belshazzar. Walang palatandaang siya ay nagsisi sa kanyang mga kasalanan. At marahil siya ay naroroon ngayon sa impyerno at dagat-dagat ang apoy kung saan ang mga tumanggi sa kaligtasang bigay ng Diyos at namatay sa kanilang mga kasalanan.
We are all born sinners. We inherit a sin nature from Adam, who through his disobedience to God brought sin into the world. Romans chapter 5 verse 19 says, by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners.
Tayong lahat ay ipinanganak na makasalanan. Ito'y ating namana sa ating ninuno na si Adan, na sa kanyang pagsuway sa Diyos, ang kasalanan ay pumasok sa sanlibutan. Sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, chapter 5, verse 19, ay sinasabi, sa pamamagitan ng pagsuway ng isang tao, marami ang nagkasala.
Today, in this gospel message, we tell you again of the righteous love of God. He does not desire anyone to go to hell. But we must accept that in God's sight, we are all guilty sinners, and God is holy, so cannot overlook sin.
Muli naming ipinahayag ang mensahe ng matuwid na pagmamahal ng Diyos. Hindi nais ng Diyos na mayroong taong tutungo sa impyerno. Subalit kinakailangang tanggapin natin tayo ay makasalanan sa harap ng Diyos. Batid natin na ang Diyos ay banal at hindi maisasantabi ang anumang kasalanan.
And that is why the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God, came into manhood. He is the only sinless man who has ever lived on this earth. He came to die for our sins. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4 tell us how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose from the dead the third day according to the scriptures.
Kung kaya ang Panginoong Hesus ay nagkatawang tao, siya lamang ang nag-iisang tao na nabuhay dito sa sanlibutan na walang bahid ng kasalanan. Siya ay naparito upang mamatay para sa kasalanan ng sanlibutan. At sa aklat ng Unang Korinto, chapter 15, verse 3 hanggang 4, sinasabi rito, sapagkat ibinigay ko sa inyo itong pinakamahalagang katuruan na tinanggap ko rin. Si Kristo ay namatay dahil sa ating mga kasalanan. Ayon bilang katuparan sa sinasabi sa kasulatan, inilibing siya at muling nabuhay sa ikatlong araw ayon din sa kasulatan.
In his death on the cross, the Lord Jesus paid the price that was needed. That is why his blood was shed and he laid down his life. Because the Lord Jesus completed his work on the cross so that he could cry out those words, "It is finished." God can now remove your guilt and forgive now your sins if you will repent of them, turn from them, and trust him now as your Lord and Savior. Trust him today.
Sa kanyang kamatayan sa krus, ang Panginoong Hesus ang nagbayad ng halagang nararapat para sa kasalanan. Ang kanyang dugo ay ibinuhos at ibinigay ang kanyang buhay. At dahil tinapos ng Panginoong Hesus ang gawa ng pagliligtas sa krus ng kanyang isigaw, tapos na. Kung kaya't ang kasalanan ay magkakaroon ng kapatawaran. At ang kapatawarang ito ay mapapa sa inyo kung kayo ay magsisisi, tatalikod sa inyong mga kasalanan, magtiwala at tanggapin si Jesus bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas.
God has proved that he is satisfied with the finished work of his Son on the cross by his resurrection from the dead. You need to be saved now, or it may be forever too late. Belshazzar left it too late. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2 says, behold now is the accepted time. Behold now is the day of salvation.
At ang patunay na ang Diyos ay nasiyahan sa gawa ng kanyang anak, nang ito ay kanyang muling binuhay mula sa mga patay. Nararapat kang maligtas ngayon bago maging huli na ang lahat. Huwag tumulad kay Belshazzar na pinalampas at hinayaang maging huli na ang lahat upang maligtas. Sa ikalawang Korinto, chapter 6, verse 2, sinasabi, ngayon na ang katanggap-tanggap na panahon. Ngayon na ang araw ng pagliligtas.
Now before we pray, I will read Romans chapter 10 verse 9. And then Raquel will read it in Tagalog and then we'll pray. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
At sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, chapter 10, verse 9, kung ipahayag ng iyong labi na si Jesus ay Panginoon, at buong puso kang sasampalataya na siya'y muling binuhay ng Diyos, maliligtas ka.
Shall we pray? God and Father, we come to the end now of a gospel message, a very solemn moment as gospel messages finish. The word of God has been read and the gospel's been preached. And now the responsibility for any sinners who are not yet saved is to take that step of repentance and faith now. God loves them. Christ died for them, longs to save them. But that step to be taken is their step. They need to repent of sin, turn from sin, not go on as Belshazzar did, going on enjoying sin and being disobedient to God, knowing the way that God had moved in the past. He ignored that and carried on his own way, lived a life of sin. And we've seen how abruptly that life of sin was brought to an end. The writing truly was on the wall. God had numbered his kingdom and finished it. And being weighed on God's balances, he was guilty of sin, and all that sin was unforgiven. And as far as we know, he went into eternity unforgiven, unrepentant, and is in hell today. Oh, we pray that no one will go on like that today, but they may turn from sin, that they may turn off that broad road that we sometimes think of that leads to destruction, and be on the narrow way that leads to life, that leads to heaven and home, that they may have that certainty of a home in heaven with the Lord Jesus, because he's finished the work on the cross. Help none of us on this call today to ignore this, but to really give serious thought and action to the gospel message that has been preached today. And we long that those who need salvation still will find it in Christ today. And so we give thee thanks for this time together, and watch over us, we pray, whether it be morning or afternoon or evening, night time. We pray that thou would bless us all as thou seest we need. We give thee thanks for this another gospel hour together. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.